Colby Cameron.
So just open up, toss him in as a whole.
Yeah, I thought we started off a little sluggish. They came out hot. We knew they had a good D-line, and they definitely came out firing. But as the game progressed, we kind of got in a rhythm. I think those two drives we had really solidified the game and gave us confidence as an offense. I think when we're moving at a fast pace, we're pretty hard to stop. I think everyone's in shape, definitely, so it just makes it easy. And as the game went on, I think we stalled a little. They had the ball for, I swear, the whole second quarter, I believe. But then coming out in the third quarter and scoring that touchdown, it's a big, big confidence booster for us. So I thought that was good.
Get a little antsy when you're on the sideline for the whole second quarter, or you just
want to
get out there?
Yeah, they said it was going to be cold, so I was trying to stay warm. I think that was the toughest thing. I think everyone, we want to be out on the field, and when you have quick scoring drives and the defense out, I think you want to give them a break, so we were ready to get back in.
What's it say about the offense that this year, so far, you've got 7 scoring drives in a minute or less?
Yeah, I think it just shows that we can score at any point in the game. Even if it comes to a point where we're down by a couple touchdowns, I think our offense knows we can score quick and get back in the game if we need to or stay up. So I think our defense, we should probably try to stall a little more just to give them a little rest. But I think it's just a great gives you confidence as an offense.
What kind of benefits does it have when your defense has turned the ball over and
you just sort of beat the show? Oh, it's awesome. They did a great job tonight, and they've really stepped up to the challenge. I think people have criticized them throughout the week, and they did a great job. It gives us, a short field, like you said, and just makes it a lot easier. Instead of driving 80, you're only going about 40.
The big time, I don't know how many times you're facing people the size of a Michael Buchanan or things like that. What's it like playing big time size?
Yeah, they're big guys. I know we're trying to get the ball out on some screens, and they're long bodies and real athletic. So I thought it was a good time, first time coming to Illinois. They're great players. It's fun to play in just an atmosphere like this. Pulling up to the stadium is unbelievable. And it's a great team, and I'm just happy that we got away with the win.
How big is this win for you guys?
Yeah, it's just the good thing about our team is we focus on this week, and it's a big win for us, but I think we'll celebrate tonight, and by tomorrow I think it will move on to the next. I think our team's real, real good about that. We don't stay and say, oh my gosh, we beat the Illinois team. We moved on, and I think it'll just give us confidence going into Virginia.
The third quarter is just all you guys. What's been on there?
Yeah, the receivers made a lot of plays, and the running backs and the O-line did a great job running the ball, getting first downs. So I think when our offense gets first downs, it helps tremendously just to get a tempo.
What was going on with the 78-yard play?
Which one was that?
Quentin, early third quarter.
Oh, yeah. We thought we had a good read on their safeties and stuff, so we saw that they took one of the goes that we ran, and so he just... Knowing Quinn, if he's one-on-one, he'll most likely be open. He had a one-on-one matchup and just gave him a chance and made a play.
Colby, the team is outscoring opponents in the first quarter, 53-16, I think. 56-13 is actually the number. How important is it to have the ability to strike so quickly, so early in a game, and have that type of confidence through the rest of the game?
Definitely, yeah. It's it helps just knowing that we can score, and I think it gives the offense a lot of confidence going into the three quarters, knowing that, okay, we put up 21 here, maybe we can put up another 21 in the second quarter and just keep on putting up points. And I don't know, but it possibly could put a little doubt on the defense's mind going, oh my gosh, these guys are scoring so many points in the first quarter, I wonder what they can do. So it always helps getting up in the first quarter just to try and put away a game real early.
Compare under the lights at a Big Ten stadium to not doing that, it's pretty important.
Yeah, it's just a great atmosphere. It was cool pulling in. It looked like a fun city. And it was fun seeing, I don't know how many fans were there. I want to say, 50,000 or 40,000 or so. And it was just great being a part of something that you really don't get to witness. Not many people get to come out and play football in front of this many fans. So it was just a great atmosphere to be a part of.
Have it all hushed down if you guys are scoring a lot of points?
Yeah, it was loud when we first started. It was crazy how loud. I couldn't hear myself, couldn't hear anything. But yeah, it definitely made it easier once we started scoring. I think it takes the crowd out of it because it's hard. It's just hard for any team when you get down to be loud. But yeah, I thought it was real fun to be a part of.
Yeah, I think it's the left tackle, the right tackle, touches the center's leg on the snap. What does that work?
Yeah, that's what I think that gives us a better way just to snap the ball. Usually Steven, our center, was looking through his legs. I think it made it difficult for him. Last year they got a good jump on his cadence, and so this year we changed it up, and it's worked real well.
Anything else? All right.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Did you see Patton out there?